Thank you, Darcy, for the worship. It's always good to listen to new songs, and it's amazing how the Lord speaks to us in different ways. And I was just thinking about the worship time. So this is the time for testimonies and prayer requests. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the service, if you can keep a prayer, Tim, he's not feeling so well, so please pray for him. And the bulletin might have some. There's nothing new. Just for Hiroshi Fuji, I don't know exactly how is it going right now. If you weren't here last week, Hiroshi Fuji was he fainted it and then he went take it to the hospital. But I don't know. Jim and Tim knew about him, so neither of them are here, so we don't know how it's going. But let's keep praying for Hiroshi Fuji. He's in the list. Let's give praise for the Stadhams to come back. I mean, let's give him praise the Lord. We were praying for you as you were gone, so we praise the Lord that you're back. So, and then let's pray for the worship team ministry that they're busy. They have something to do today this week, but every week since past weeks they've been coming faithfully and then they've been doing the worship. So today the Filipinos are probably have something else to do. So let's continue praying for them and give praise to the Lord for what we have them to worship with us. So that's great. I'm just going to give some time if you wanted to come and share with the congregation anything that the Lord's done in your life, or if you have any special requests, you can ask right now, or you can let me know later. I'll write it down in the bulletin, or we can pray in private if you want. So please come and share with the Lord. I'll give you a minute, and you can come up.
My name is Darcy, and I actually made it through leading worship. we're back from our time in the States. We were in the States for about 5 weeks, and thank you for praying for us. It was extremely busy, but really beautiful. And the experience was like each appointment with friends felt really spacious. And then about 5 minutes after that, then to be in the next appointment with friends. And then after that. So I thank God for each space being able to have enough time, enough peace to be together with the people God had us to be with. Even though like everything together was just like, it was crazy. I knew that. I knew the schedule would be crazy. And as Art said at one point, he's like, I don't even know how you're doing it. Like seeing all these people all the time. I think you're just running on love. And I really think that God did that. Like he had me just able to run on the love that God has for these people we got to be with in the States. The girls did wonderful. They were a delight. And we put them on 5 more airplanes while we were even in America. And they were great. Megumi's actually learned a lot more English during her English immersion month in the States. But it was really precious. We got to share with a couple of church communities about what God's doing in Oasa, what he's doing with our friends, and really felt encouraged by these few churches. One pastor, the church, was really moved by the kind of the vision that God gave Art for our ministry to be, to help bring healing through the radical love, vulnerability, and acceptance of Jesus Christ. And this pastor in this church in Philadelphia was like talking to his congregation about that Sunday after we shared, and then apparently the next Sunday, and then in an email he sent out. So there was something really important for him to receive for his body in America. So we don't ever know, like, what God tells us, if it's for us or for others, which is a great note about testimony time. So maybe God has given you something that you should share. But it was really beautiful to see that, like, what God's doing in our hearts in this little tiny place in Japan might also bring impact to the city of Philadelphia in some way. And so we got back just over a week ago, and Art was sick before we were leaving. He had a cold, and then on the airplane from Philadelphia to Los Angeles, he had a fever and was shaking and put a coat on, and on this is like, Art was wearing a coat on an airplane. Art never wears a coat, okay, eh? It was really kawaii-so. And it was also like, are we gonna make it with like these two little girls and like this giant guy who like can't function? But then because of our flight schedule, we had to stay the night in Los Angeles, and at first we were really frustrated by that 10-hour layover, but it ended up being God's grace that we had to stay the night, and Art had to sleep in a real bed, and so the next morning he felt not 100%, but he felt like 70%, and we were able to come home. But yeah, we came home with the sickness, and then it's a big transition coming back, and I think Art too really just felt pressed down, which makes a lot of sense when we remember the spiritual perspective of what we're ever doing. We went to America and we spoke about and bore witness to what God's doing in Japan. We got people praying by name for some of our dearest friends in Owasa with pictures. Please pray for Vino, pray for Shuhei. People are praying for our family in Owasa. People who don't know Jesus are being prayed for by people who've been in relationship with Jesus for years and years in America. Crazy! We didn't think there was anything better we could do in any of our presentations than like give this gift to our friends in Japan. And so we think we can just come back to Japan and feel fine. And no, of course not. So I think we got a little smacked for a few days, but God's taking care of us, and Art's feeling good. And I just know I have a little bit of a cold, but our spirits feel good. So we really appreciate your prayers for us all along the journey. It's really good to be back. And it's good to feel good about being back. There was a time when we were serving in Japan. Coming back to Japan was really hard for our family. And now we can feel great joy in it. So praise God and praise Him again.
I just do some announcements. It's the Christmas season, so we are in Advent already. So first Sunday of Advent, and volunteer says chances to share about the church. So we have many flyers downstairs. There will be many every Sunday. Will be some activity. Next Sunday will be in the regular service in the morning. The handbell concert. So, if you want to come and listen, or you want to invite somebody to listen to the handbell, I remember, like Darcy was saying, you never know what the Lord is going to do with your testimony or whatever. I was baptized. When I was baptized with Yamashita-san, and he came to the church the day of the concert of the handbell, and he was touched by God, and he became Christian after that. He never heard handbell, and then he came and stayed in the church and was baptized with me, and that was his testimony when I was baptized. So you never know. So so there's going to be that, and then on the Sunday the 15th, we will have to use the smile can for this service. There's going to be a piano concert in the Japanese service. There will be a concert from the the a cappella group, from the church a cappella group. And then you'll see on the 22nd, the Christmas Sunday, there's be many activities. And on Christmas Day, there's a Christmas kid for children. And you're welcome to come on Christmas, 12 o'clock, potluck. Don't worry about bringing anything, just be hungry. But you can, but it's always some too much food, so you come and eat. Bring, yeah, inoshishi or something. Bring some food, Philippines. We want to eat Filipino or something. Well, if you have time and cook, yeah, I like to eat some. But please come and the Japanese members they bring a little bit of home cooking, and it's nice to see, and it's fun to talk. So there's all the flyers. So you're welcome to take them downstairs, and all the information is there. So and then. Today in the morning after the service, we had the yearly meeting for the church. It was, the report of the finances, and praise the Lord, the church is doing well and everything is going fine. So that was something. The last week, the bazaar, there was for the disaster in the north of Tokyo. It was Junanaman, the money that was collected from the bazaar. And Pastor Hiroshi had an opportunity to go to Tokyo, and he say he brought the money with other churches. And there are six carpenters working in there from Hiroshima, and Hiroshima is paying for them. So praise the Lord that I was able to do. So the churches are getting fixed. The roofs, Chiba is the Chiba area, right? The pastor here say that some people has to wait 3 years to get repaired because there's not enough carpenters. But because of they got him from Hiroshima, then and was able to pay some of the money for that relief. So that was great. So and it was the report of the finances. It was well and everything. The church is doing good, praise the Lord. That was all the reports, I think. And then I was going to ask, Mikio's, how is Mikio doing? Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. Not completely, but Mikio's is in the bulletin, says for health concerns. Mikio's leg, that's Mihoko's husband. He was having a problem with his leg, and then now he's recovering. Praise the Lord. Continue praying for Mikio and Hiroshi. Tim. Oh, Tim is here in Micah. Okay. I think that's all my announcements, and I just want to share. It's just so timely. I just, when you testify, it makes a big difference. And I just got a testimony. And it made me realize a period of my life that God helped me through my state of mind and my heart. I was busy and angry, and I felt like God was putting weight on me. And I was like, I have to do this, I have to do that. But then I came to realize that he was with me, so I had to help him. But I went through a long time of anger and disappointment. But that was before, and then now I realize when I'm in struggle, I go like, we're going to do this. If you want to do it, we'll do it, and I'll help you. So I take God's leading in that way. But I just realized, like I was listening to a song, and it says, if you say go, we'll go. You say wait. Step on the water. I never heard God say these words to me, but I know he said it. I don't know how. And So I know that this is no verbal words from God, but so I've been heard that, right? And I've been hearing this wait this time. But this the first one was, if you say go, I'll go. And then in this time of my life is, I'm okay with the work and all the heavy thing, burnings, but I have emotional, I always kind of try to be strong and hold on, not to lose control. But lately, since this year, you know how this year has been going for me. And my heart, I don't know if you ever feel like that, but it's kind of shaky. Like when you, your heart's, when you're afraid to go someplace because you think you cannot handle. This is my heart is like that. Like I'm going to break. And, but then the testimony was, I think I. But until after that testimony, I thought, it's not I, it's we were going to this pain and shake. So pray for me because after today, I will go in. I will go. Because I didn't want to go. When I feel some sadness and pain, I withdraw. It's just too much for me. But it's not me, no. So I will try to go with him. Because I'm sure he's with me. So it was some state of my life. So I'm sure you will be or you were there before. I don't know. But it's just to share with you the step of my life. So I was afraid to go because I thought it was myself. But I'll try. So pray for that. And if you don't have any other prayer requests, we'll pray. You have a testimony.
Hello, I'm Art. There's a couple things that allowed us to go home, and some of those were people that to take care of our farm and our dog. And one of the things was actually, it was really weird because I've had a credit card for about, I don't know, 5 years now. And like about 2 or 3 weeks before we were going to buy the airplane tickets, they said, we've increased your credit limit. You now have $10,000 credit limit. I go, well, I don't need that, but great. You know, I didn't ask for it. But it turns out we would not have been able to purchase plane tickets because our credit cards were maxed out. And so that kind of allowed us to do it, which was pretty awesome. And then friends taking care of the farm. And then also we didn't have anyone that's living with us now. And so now we're ready to host people again. And there's a man named Hide who has somewhere on the spectrum of autism, and he's been living with his parents. I don't think he's ever lived independently, but he's very bright. He's a computer programmer. He actually speaks fluent English and Japanese, and he's a Christian, although he struggles, and he's very suicidal, and actually he's very mad at God right now. And so we talked to him when we were in America because his father had attacked him and tried to kill him, and we just, you know, his biggest concern was like if he could bring his cat. And so we were thinking, well, we have to have some rules in the house, and can everyone bring their cat? And and so I said, I guess I was a little insensitive, but I said, you know, he says that my cat is the reason that I live. And I said, well, do you think that you could find like a reason besides your cat, like something bigger than your cat to live for? And that really offended him. He got really angry. And so I apologized. And then when we followed up with him here, he's so angry at God now that he doesn't want help from anyone who loves God. So knowing kind of his temperament of being very sensitive, we didn't engage further. We just said, look, we're here. If you need us to take a Shinkansen up to Nagoya and drive you down in your car, you know, we're here for you. So please pray for Hide. I think some of the lessons I learned in America were just really basic stuff, you know, 2 ears, 1 mouth, try to listen more than you talk. Just people, I've realized that some people just need presence. They just need someone to be with. Some people need to talk. Some people need to be heard as opposed to just talk. And some people need to be understood. And so there are varying levels of that. I got to practice those things in America. And so I'm just looking forward to doing less. It seems the more we walk in faith with Jesus, the less that we're called to do, and the more we're supposed to rely on Jesus. And so I think our availability is the most important thing for us, and so that we're not scheduled to the max, so that people can enter. I have a friend who says he can tell how well his day is going by how he responds to people interrupting his day. So if, you know, and for me, you know, if I'm in a zone and my kids are bugging me, it's, you know, I would just yell at them because I'm doing something. But if I am not stressed out and super busy, I'm available to be a good father and a gentle person. So we're just really trying to make sure that we have availability for each other as a family, availability for God, and availability for others. That's it.